Hi there, boys and girls. Welcome to the Children's Bible Club, coming to you from Santa Rosa Christian Academy in Milton, Florida. We're glad you've joined us today, and now won't you listen as the Bible Club choir sings Things Are Different Now, under the direction of Mr. Howard Woods. Thank you, choir, for that good singing. As your first song said, things are different now since I gave my heart to Jesus. Yes, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And Jesus makes the sad heart happy. He makes the tired heart rested. And he also makes the dirty, sinful heart clean. Jesus changes lives. He doesn't save us in our sin, he saves us from our sin. And he can put character into a life that makes us want to live and accomplish something for the Lord. God encourages us to be like the spider in Proverbs 30:28. You know, there are many kind of spiders, and some can do all kinds of things. The spider's a small insect, and nobody gives them much attention or significance. But God says the spider takes hold with her hands and is in king's palaces. She may be tiny and weak, but she's wise and clever. She has tenacity and stick-to-itiveness. She may not be strong or beautiful, but she can be found in the finest places in the land, fancy homes and palaces, all because she takes hold and makes a small beginning and just keeps at it. She doesn't just wish and long to be in the king's palace. She takes the steps to get there that are necessary and stays at it. And just like you, Christian young person, don't just wish you could do something for the Lord. Take the first step by trusting Christ as your Savior. Then dedicate your life to Him and every day obey His word and do His will. And let him put you into a fruitful place of service and blessing. Perhaps the mission field, or teaching in a Christian school, or pastoring a church, or an evangelist. But be something as God would want you to be.
the Philistines stood on one mountain, and the Israelite army on the other, and a great valley between. Say, when you think of it, that's really what it is all the way through life, isn't it? God's army and those who are Christians and stand for Him are on one side of a fence, one side of an issue, one side of right. And then those who belong to the devil and fight on his side are on the, and there's a great valley in between. And you know what? There's not much use in this world for somebody that just tries to be in the valley and ride both sides, is there? No, sir. God wants you to get on his side and fight with him and not try to be a fence straddler. Well, there was the army. And all of the army of Israel, including Saul the king, who was head and shoulders taller than anybody, were trembling in the trenches and hovering in their tents, shaking in their boots, scared to death to go out and fight the Philistines. Well, whatever in the world was wrong? Oh, I see. Look out there. Such a giant I never saw in all my life, have you? He's pretty near 10 feet tall. Taller than the doors in your house. And oh, he's so big. His spear's so big as a weaver's beam. And his shield's so big he has to have another man to carry it in front of him. Oh, and he bellers and blows like a dragon. He's horrible. And listen to him. Cursing God and making fun of God's army and saying such big things as, "Send out just one man to fight me. I'll fight for the Philistines and you send a representative. No use to bloody up the whole valley and field with everybody's blood. I'll just fight your man, and if I whip him, then of course you will be our slaves and captives. Of course, if he whips me, well, then all of our army will serve you." And you know in Goliath's heart, he knew he could whip any man they had in their army. And there wasn't a man, not a man in Israel that'd go out and face him. They were all scared to death. And right in the middle of it all, who should appear on the scene but a young man named David. He had come in obedience orders of his father to bring food and find out how his older brothers that were in the army were getting along. And when he got there and saw what was going on, he began to inquire, saying, "Why don't somebody go out and fight that guy?" "What? What are you talking about? Well, that old big giant, that's not right for him to curse and blaspheme God and talk against the God of heaven. Why don't somebody go out and whip him?" And about that time, Eliab and Abinadab got word of what was going on. They said, "Oh, you little shrimp, go on home, keep your sheep." "No, I'm not going to do it. Somebody ought to take that man on and not let him talk about God that way." "Oh, well, you sure are smart, you little shrimp coming off from there. I know what you came for. You didn't come to bring any food. You just came to get in on the glory and see the battle and what was going on." And David said, "No, I came at Daddy's command, but it's not right for that big guy to talk that way against God." And soon the word got to King Saul, and the word began to travel around. It wasn't long before David stood in Saul's tent. And he said, "Well, I'll go out and fight that giant if nobody else will." "Oh, David, oh, that's real nice of you to think, but you know you couldn't do that. You're just little." "I can. I killed a lion. And I killed a bear with my bare hands, and God will make that old giant just as one of them." And Saul looked at David and realized he was really serious. And he said, "Well, if you're going, you better put on my armor." He wouldn't go out himself in anybody's armor, but he'd give his armor to some young man that would go, you know, and lay his life on the line. So David, to be polite and nice to the king, put on the king's armor, but I tell you, he fairly rattled around, and it was so big. Well, he was very polite. He said, "Oh, sir, I haven't tried this armor, and I don't know how well it'll work for me, so I better just go like I am." And he shed that armor and let that old big stuff bang to the floor, and then he did the strangest thing. He went down to the brook and got 5 smooth stones, pulled his slingshot out, put one stone in, and headed down that hill toward the valley. And Goliath stood there waiting. And when he looked up and saw David, he's so mad, he just was insulted. He says, "Oh, well, look who's coming out to meet me. Come on, little one, and I'll feed you to the birds." David said, "Oh, don't talk smart to me, 'cause I don't come in my own power or strength, but I come in the name of the God of heaven." And he says, "I'm going to feed you and your whole army to the birds." And with that, David didn't wait for Goliath to come any closer. He just started winding up that old slingshot and running toward Goliath as fast as he could go. And that rock sailed out of that slingshot and went kerplink right in the middle of Goliath's forehead. He never knew what hit him. He all of a sudden just went crumpling to the ground. And David ran over. He didn't have a sword. He pulled Goliath's sword out of his own sheath and chopped his head off. And when the enemy army saw what was going, it scared them so bad they all started running. And then the Israel army took after them. And God gave a wonderful victory that day because David stood up for God's name and wouldn't let somebody talk against God, but was willing to stand alone. Say, I hope you'll be that kind of a Christian too this week. And now God bless you until next week.
You have been listening to the Children's Bible Club broadcast with Aunt Carolyn and the Children's Bible Club Choir. The program is heard each week on this station at this same time, and we hope you will join us again next week, and be sure to tell your best friend to listen too. The Children's Bible Club is produced by the Santa Rosa Christian Academy of Florida in Milton, Florida. Be sure to write to Aunt Carolyn this week for information about the storybooks and tapes that are produced by the Children's Bible Club. These books and tapes can be used in Sunday school classes, day school, summer camp work, daily vacation Bible school, or in the home for story time. Aunt Carolyn would like to hear from you today. Be sure to mention the call letters of the radio station that you're listening to. Her address is Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570. That's Aunt Carolyn, Box 643, Milton, Florida, 32570.